Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for your company, hopefully for the next 30 minutes. I'm really excited to tell you, I've had a bright idea. Yes, I know that's two this millennium out of my little cranium, but seriously though, it's great. You'll love it. It came to me in a blinding flash of inspiration, as these things do. Well, come on then, what is it? Don't keep us in suspense. Well, the bright idea that came to me in a sudden flash of inspiration is to make a program all about bright ideas that come in a sudden flash of inspiration. That sudden light bulb coming on moment. And where did that idea come from? Archie. Archie who? Archimedes. You know, the famous Greek mathematician, physicist, inventor, engineer, and all-round good egg, who around 200 BC ran home unaware he was naked from the public bathhouse, shouting, "Eureka, Eureka," meaning, "I have it, I have it." He had been asked to work out whether a solid gold crown contained any silver impurities, and Archimedes found the solution to the problem in his bath, by noting how much water was displaced by his body when he sat down in the bath. Archimedes' law relates to the buoyancy of objects in water. For what it's worth, the law states that the weight of water displaced by an object is equal to the object's weight. So, for instance, a boat sinks into a lake until the weight of water it has displaced is the same as the boat's weight. Anyway, now that we've got that cleared up, back to our theme, which is entitled Eureka Moments. Archie will be honoured. Here's a selection of musical Eureka Moments from Chris de Burgh, Eva Cassidy, Nina Simone and Roger Patterson, who's from Saltcoats.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I've been blind, lady in red, is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly know. Shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people wanna be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight, lady.
That are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a I'll ever know. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you.
It's flying high. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
God, is it true that you're thinking of me at this moment? God, is it true that you hear every prayer that I pray? God, is it true every time my heart beats, you know it? Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me. You're doing on this planet, could it really be true that you've counted the hairs on my head? God, is it true every day of my life you have planned it. Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me.
There are zillions of other illustrations of Eureka moments. For instance, Isaac Newton had an apple land on his head. Other folk would say, ouch, but Isaac said, very interesting. Why is that? And he discovered gravity and became Sir Isaac Newton. Alexander Fleming noticed something unusual on a dish in his lab and discovered penicillin, and he became Sir Alexander Fleming. Thomas Edison made 10,000 attempts to invent the light bulb, but in the end he finally cracked it. He really did have a literal light bulb moment. J.K. Rowling was delayed on a long railway journey. While standing bored on the platform, she began to get an inspiration for a book. She reached for a pen and paper, but she didn't have any. She got on board the train, and for the next 4 hours, inside her head, with no way to write it down, she just let her imagination run wild, and she formulated the draft of her new novel called Harry Potter. Paul McCartney woke up one morning humming the tune and singing the words to himself, "Yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away." It came to him in such a perfected state that he could not believe that he had composed it. He thought that he must have heard it somewhere, and it had been lying in the recesses of his subconscious mind until sleep had brought it to the surface from seemingly nowhere. And he spent the next month asking everybody he knew in the music business if they knew this song. They all said they'd never heard it before, and Sir Paul then realised it was his own composition.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
So as you can see, the creative process is absolutely fascinating. When I was at Princeton as a student, the new professor of education, Professor Loder, gave his inaugural lecture on this very subject. He explained that the creative process has 5 steps to it. 1, we start with a problem, a puzzle, a dilemma. 2, we chew over it until we get stuck. 3, we put it out of sight, but not out of mind, just to the back of our minds into our subconscious. 4, we forget about it until suddenly we shout, "Eureka, I've got it." There's a wave of relief of tension as the puzzle is solved. And then finally, 5, we integrate our new insight, our new data, into our conscious knowledge. Here's another great musical awakening, another Eureka moment.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
You will have your own personal Eureka moments, and I'm sure they will give you much pleasure in recalling them. Maybe if I tell you some of my own personal Eureka moments, it will trigger memories in yourself. When I was 7 years old, I realized that Jesus was not just somebody in a book, but was for real, and real in my own life. I gave my life to him for the rest of my life, throughout this life and forever in eternity. I mean that, at 7 years of age, I was aware of making a conscious, total commitment. Jesus died for me, and I would live for him and die for him too if it came to that. The Eureka element was the reality of it hitting. At 8 years of age, I had the Eureka discovery of what in particular Jesus wanted me to do with my life. I had the certain conviction that he wanted me to become a missionary in Japan. Eureka! I've got my life assignment. It has subsequently been modified to salt coats. But then I was sure it would be Japan. After several years as a student, I had a Eureka life-changing educational conversion. I suddenly went up a few gears and took off. From being a very average plodding student, doing my homework, sitting my exams, because that was what I was supposed to do, I suddenly became a passionate learner, in love with learning. I even attended other people's classes, just for the fun of it. I was interested in everything, well, almost everything, not cricket. Now there was an insatiable thirst for knowledge, and a zeal to gain wisdom, not just to scrape through necessary exams. There's yet another very special Eureka moment. I don't want to share too much of it on air because it's very special and very private between my wife and I. Suffice it to say that before the moment, I was a bachelor, a very much a bachelor. But after that moment, I knew, and my wife knew, we both knew in that split second, our eyes connected, that we would be lifelong husband and wife together. No, it's not what you're thinking. We were not doing anything special at the time. What made an ordinary moment into an unforgettable, life-changing experience was the Eureka moment, which took us both by surprise. So-called ordinary life can be full of special, unexpected Eureka moments. That's what makes life exciting.
The first time ever I saw your face, thought the sun rose in your eyes. The moon and the stars were the gifts you gave. Like the trembling
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we explore Eureka moments, sudden flashes of insight or discovery or awareness, times when, like Archimedes, we jump out of the bath shouting, "Eureka, I've got it, now I understand, I've solved it, I see it clearly now."
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
These Eureka moments are so very special. How can we facilitate them? I don't think we can force them to happen, but perhaps we can make the conditions favourable for them to happen. How do you do that then? Well, lots of ways. For instance, have your antennae up so you can catch insights. Be open-minded. Take an interest in everything, not just the things you think you're interested in. Broaden your mind, stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone and familiar areas of life. Allow serendipity, happy coincidences, fortunate chance occurrences. And you do that by listening, watching and reading beyond our own experiences and preferences. Browse a lot, troll a lot, cherish creativity, catch snowflakes of inspiration and freeze them before they melt away. I have kept personal notebooks of my own and other people's gems of inspiration ever since I was 16. Cultivate many eyes, the artist's eye, the comedian's eye, the philosopher's eye, the storyteller's eye. Cultivate many ears, the musician's ear, the naturalist's ear, the counsellor's ear. Cultivate many senses, imagination, intuition, awareness of the numinous, the appreciation of the fact that there's much more to life than meets the senses head on. Cultivate silence, meditation, prayer, an awareness of the presence of Jesus. Develop a love of life. Have a high appetite for life. Discuss things with other people. Soak in information. Chew over things all the time, consciously or subconsciously. Accept that previous assumptions may have to change. Beware of prejudgments and prejudices. Don't rush to rule things out or in. Ask a lot of questions of everything. Ask, but why? Admit you don't know. Embrace new possibilities. Don't accept the word impossible. You can have Eureka moments, as the Spice Girls would say, if you really, really, really want them.
Yeah!
Most of all, ask God for the gift of Eureka moments. and ask him for all the above talents and abilities which will lead to the Eureka Moments. Ask and you'll receive. Eureka Moments are little gifts from God to brighten up an otherwise plain and boring existence. The Bible is full of illustrations of people who before us had wonderful Eureka Moments from God, like Jacob at Bethel, Moses at the burning bush, Isaiah in the temple, the psalmist considering how wonderfully God has made us, Job coming to terms with his suffering, and Ezekiel having dreams. In the New Testament, the wise men worshipping the baby in the manger, the teachers in the temple wowed by the prodigious 12-year-old Jesus, the woman at the well meeting Jesus, and Peter's great confession, "You are the Christ," or Mary Magdalene's discovery, "He is risen," Thomas finding out that Jesus is alive and specially interested in him. The Bible finishes with the ultimate Eureka moment, when we all get to heaven and we finally get it, what this life has been all about, what it was all for, and how it has all been worth it, and how bright our eternal prospects are. And we'll say to ourselves, "Eureka."
By and by, that blessed promised land, but he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story. By and by, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we all rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky, but when when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.